Say, Allahu Akbar, what is barakat? A lady sends a dish of ghee, what we call butter, to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah, Nabi alayhi salam, told the person, what him? Take this ghee. He takes it, he sends the container back. They say when this container reaches the lady's house, the butter, the ghee is actually overflowing from the container. She tells, oh Nabi Allah, upset, you didn't accept my gift. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, I accepted yours, but I also gave you a gift. She said, what is that? He said, I gave you barakat instead. They say in the entire period of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, this butter never finished. In Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu's 2.5 years, this butter never finished. In Umar bin Khattab radiallahu anhu's 12.5 years, this butter never finished. They say when Usman radiallahu anhu's ring fell into the well, that day this butter finished. Barakat is from where? Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu, imagine my beloved brothers. He says, one day no food, 2 days no food, 3 days no food, virtually 4 days no food. He goes outside Madinah Munawwara, Masjid Nabawi alayhi salam is standing there. Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu comes. He tries to make a conversation thinking that Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu might take him home. Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu cuts the conversation short and he goes away. Umar radiallahu anhu comes. He also cuts the conversation short and he goes away. Then Nabi alayhi salam comes. Nabi alayhi salam holds Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu's hand. He says, oh Abu Huraira, come with me, come with me. Nabi Allah knew what it was. Takes him home. Then takes out one glass of milk or jug, we might say. Then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asks him, how many of our Suffa friends are there? Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu said, my heart fell down already. I said, 70 or so. He said, I knew Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will tell me next, call them. He said, as I thought, Nabi alayhi wa sallam said, call them, and I called them. And then I thought, now the next thing is he'll tell me, serve them. And as I thought, he said, serve them. And he said, I started. One. And can you imagine as he's serving them, he's looking at the level of the milk. He's serving them and he's looking at the level of the milk. Brothers, it's easy for us to laugh. We are talking of a man who has food for 4 days. The narrator of 6,000 some odd hadiths. He didn't study deen in a beautiful environment. He says sometimes he laid between the mimbar and the mihrab of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, lying unconscious, and people used to put their leg thinking that he's suffering from epilepsy. But it was nothing but spasms of hunger. He said, I passed 70 people like that. Then Nabi alayhi salam said, Abu Huraira, who's left now? I said, me and you, Nabi Allah. Then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, drink. He said, I drank. You know how they say, one man in Pakistan, he ate so much sweetmeats. You know halwa? So much sweetmeats. His stomach was upset, everything. Doctor told him, you take one tablet, you'll be all right. He told doctor, if I have that place, I'll take another sweetmeat also. Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu, Nabi alayhi salam told him, take, drink. He said, Khuda ki qasam, there wasn't even an iota of space left for me. Wallah, that milk never finished. Then Nabi alayhi salam took the remaining. Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu said, I sat between the mimbar and the mihrab of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah and people put their leg thinking that I'm suffering from epilepsy. But Khuda ki qasam, it was nothing but spasms of hunger. And yet that time comes in deen when he gets and he's cleaning his known with fine linen. And what is his reaction? It seems Allah is compensating us in this world and probably nothing is left for us in the hereafter. Dunya and deen can never go together. Forget it. Khabbab radiallahu anhu was beaten so badly that when Umar radiallahu anhu saw his back, he was shocked that his back was actually worse than that of Bilal radiallahu anhu. Umar radiallahu anhu said, Wallahi, I've never ever seen a back like this before. Can you imagine? I've never seen. It is said when the days of ease came, Khabbab radiallahu anhu says, it seems Allah is giving us back in this world and nothing will be left for us in the hereafter. Maulana Saad Sahab says so beautifully, Allah gave Sahaba dunya happily. Sahaba didn't accept it happily. Sahaba didn't accept it from Allah directly. They didn't accept it happily. We have understood Allahu Akbar. We go 40 days. Allah gave us a top job. Hey, tabligh, barakat. What barakat? Somebody asked Ayyub alayhi salam, Allahu Akbar. My beloved brothers, Ayyub alayhi salam had years of good, beautiful children, beautiful wife. Then Allah Ta'ala took the children away. Every year two used to pass away. that Allah made it that he got leprosy and he had to live outside on the outskirts. And one day Jibreel Islam comes to him and Jibreel Islam tells him, Assalamu alaikum. And that day Ayyub Islam doesn't answer. Once, twice, thrice. After a while he answers. Ask why. He said, there was a worm that was eating its rosy on my lip. I didn't want to disturb it. Afterwards, Allah restores his health and gives him everything back. Then somebody asked him one day which days were better, the days of hardship when you were sick, or was it now the days of ease? He said, wallahi, the days of hardship were better, because every day my Rabb, my Allah, used to ask me personally, oh Ayyub, how are you? I don't get that call anymore. We've understood incorrectly. Our yaqeen is this dunya. Where the gaze of the kuffar is, our gaze is also. What they've understood success, we've also understood. How, my beloved brothers? Huh? Sardar Khan once came. What time is it? The time is short. Say, one day one of our elders came from India. He said, an ajeeb waqia. Listen carefully, my beloved brothers. This ghair has to come out. Anybody who wants to make the work of Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam his objective, the first thing has to be cleared is La ilaha illallah. He said, Hazrat Nizamuddin was a friend of Allah. It is said in Quran, we hear from ulama ikram, there are two types. There are two times when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Allah declares war. One is when a person, wala'uzu billah min zalik, goes into interest. That is riba, sood. And the other time is when we interfere with the friends of Allah, the awliyas. They say the governor of Delhi was a Muslim at that time. He was a bit mischievous. And sometimes, you know, when a man gets, like how the elders say, men have no money. So what do you say? You call him Suleiman. He say, mashallah. Then little bit money come. Say, Suleiman. He says, don't call me like that. Call me with respect. Suleiman, bye. And when the money becomes more, he said, why? Janab Suleiman, bye. And then when the money becomes more, Sayyid Janab Suleiman, bye, sahib. And when the dunya go, then even Janab goes, Sayyid goes, bhai goes, everything goes when the dunya goes. So Hazrat Nizamuddin Awliya, this mischievous governor said something against him. He said, never interfere with the friends of Allah. Allah is the owner of health. Allah is the owner of sickness. Allah is the owner of respect. Allah is the owner of disgrace. Everything is the unlimited treasury of Allah. Get this into our heart. It doesn't come from any human being. If the whole town is against us and the whole world is against us, but Allah is with us, we are safe. Get this in our heart. So Hazrat Nizamuddin didn't say anything. All Allah did is close these urinal pipes. I'm talking, I don't even know doctor's language. I don't know, Ashraf, in which way you'll say it. That means he couldn't urinate. When a few days pass without you being able to urinate, that discomfort is something impossible to bear. He went from doctor to doctor, hakim to hakim. Nobody could assist him. Then he went to his mother. His mother said, there's only one way you go. Sit at Hazrat Nizamuddin's feet and beg him for forgiveness. So when a man is in that pain, every pride also goes. So he went there to Hazrat Nizamuddin. So they say that time was different. The leaders of the world feared the friends of Allah. Today the people of deen are at the feet of the people of dunya. And this person came and sat right next to Hazrat Nizamuddin Awliya Rahmatullah Ali in front of him. And in that pain, he said, lifted his finger and said, please forgive me. He said, fear the foresight of a mu'min. He looks with the nur of Allah. Hazrat Nizamuddin was too smart for him. He told him, he started laughing. He said, bhai, not like that. What will you give me in return? What will you give me? When a man is in that discomfort, what he says, take my entire kingdom. So Hazrat Nizamuddin said, hut. As he said, hut, the urine came out. Then Hazrat Nizamuddin said so beautifully, teri puri sultanat to pishab ki barabar bhi nahi hai. Your entire kingdom is not even worth urine. Take this ghair out. And the way ghair will come out is when we go everywhere, to everyone, under all conditions, by day, by night, under all circumstances, and say to every soul on the face of this earth, la, 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 la. The stronger the la, the greater the illallah. The stronger the la, the greater to illallah. Go to every school and college. Go to every university. Go to every government. Huda ki qasam, our forefathers, sahaba ikram ridwanullah ajmain, went from person to person, government to government. They say what nur was in their heart, that when they actually reached Persia, on one occasion, imagine sahaba ikram ridwanullah ajmain, when they reached Persia, how we say jamaats make zikr when you enter a town. They also made zikr. The Amir said, say la ilaha illallah. He said, la ilaha illallah. La ilaha ill. They say when they said la ilaha illallah, the entire fort of the king of Persia started trembling.
What must have been in that heart?
He said in Egypt for at least 1.5 months, Sahaba couldn't conquer a certain area. There was a Sahabi by the name of Shurabil ibn Hassan radiallahu anhu. Allahu Akbar, he's buried somewhere in Urdun. He says, Shurabil ibn Hassan radiallahu anhu just took his Mubarak finger after 1.5 months. He said, hey, Kipti log, apne kalma ki taqat ko nahi dekha. Oh, the people of Kipti, you haven't seen the strength of kalima. He said, pointed his finger to the fort, said, La ilaha illallah, Allahu Akbar. The entire fort was in smotherings. Strength is not the body. Strength is not the gun. Strength is not the arms. Strength is the kalima in this heart. The kalima in this heart. Huh? Allahu Akbar. Ali radiallahu anhu, in one expedition, a gate that 40 men could not shake. Ali radiallahu anhu comes there. With the words, Allahu Akbar. And the entire gate is broken. What was that? The strength of the hand. Harun al-Rashid had a son. Harun al-Rashid had a son. His son was not impressed with his glitter and glamour, gold and things. His son was impressed with what? The greatness of Allah. The father called him because he dressed like a pauper. He said, my son, my courtiers are saying that you have actually embarrassed me and disgraced me. He said, my father, if you think that is embarrassment and disgrace, let it be for you. Let me show you what I got in return. There was a bird. He said, oh bird, fly to me. Sit here. He said, oh bird, now go back. The bird went back. Son told the father, we can never live together. Yours is dunya, mine is akhirat. Let me move from here. He went to a place outside. He only used to work on Saturday morning. Huh? The person who took him for the first week saw that he did 10 people's work. The next week he waited for the entire work to take him again. He employed him on the Saturday again. He was watching from a distance what this young boy is doing. He said, all this boy was making salah and the bricks were going out by itself. And the mortar was going in between and the bricks was going by itself. And the mortar was going. And he only employed him. He said, the next week he was looking for him, but the boy was no more. Somebody told him this boy has gone in the jungle. He went to follow him and he found this beautiful boy up to his end. He took his Quran and another gift and he said to him, please return my amanat to my father Harun al-Rashid. It is the strength of the heart. It is the strength of the heart. Allah treats us and ainda dhanni abdi bi to the effect. Allah treats us according to our expectation in Allah. We decided if you don't work, you won't earn. If you don't earn, you won't eat. If you don't eat, you won't live. That's not the way of Allah. In the entire Quran and Hadith, ulama ikram are sitting here. Allah has never ever linked our risk to a job, a shop, or a degree, or a government. What Allah says, ulama says, وَمَنْ يَتَّقِ اللَّهِ يَجْعَلَّهُ مَخْرَجًا وَيَرْزُقُ مِنْ هَيْسُ لَغَى يَهْتَسِبْ. The one who fears Allah, Allah says, I give them sustenance from unknown sources. وَمَنْ يَتَوَكَّلَ اللَّهِ فَهُوَ حَسْبُ. The one who depends on Allah, Allah says, I'm sufficient for him. Who's saying Allah? Nabi alayhi salam says, in the Mubarak words of Allah, that person who remembers Allah after Fajr and after Asr, Allah's Nabi, Allah Pak says, the in-between periods, I'm sufficient for him. Who says this? Allah. He saying that. And all the other day, one of our elders said so beautifully, the man saying, my mother lives with me. Astaghfirullah, what an audacity. I live with my mother. Because of the weak, the handicap, Allah gives rosy to others. The one who goes for Hajj and Umrah oftenly, it is said Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allahu Akbar, for him, Allah ta'ala wipes out poverty, exactly like my beloved brothers. Fire wipes out rust from iron. Yaqeen is on amal, Allah's command. The way to take is through Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Muhammadur Rasulullah, the amal. Imagine Ibn Mas'ud radiallahu anhu, a sahabi of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, close to his death, all he's got in the house is daughters of marriageable age. Who? Daughters of marriageable age. Usman radiallahu anhu, the same Usman radiallahu anhu I spoke about, comes to him and tells, can I do something for you? Ibn Mas'ud radiallahu anhu turns around. He said, about to die, leave the world. What do you want to do for me now? He said, that's not what I meant. I want to leave some monthly sum in your house because there's no breadwinner. There's no earner. Look at the words of Sahaba. Ibn Mas'ud radiallahu anhu turns around and tells him so beautifully, Allahu Akbar. He say, oh, Usman, are you in doubt about this matter? He say, what? He say, I've heard Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, the one who reads Surah Waqia at night, poverty can never afflict him. I've taught my daughters how to read Surah Waqia. There's nothing for me to fear. When that yaqeen is going to come in the heart? Huh? Today, every young man, look for a job. Men just say, I don't have a job. We think it's Qiyamah. Look for a shop. The houses of Allah. We want every ummati in every problem to run to the house of Allah. To run to the house of Allah. Allahu Akbar. Today, Khuda ki qasam, the people of deen are running to the people of dunya. What was that time in the world when the people of dunya ran to the people of deen? Huh? Anybody with any need, it was the masjid. How Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, one day there was no food in my house. Allahu Akbar, the historians say, two rakats here, two rakats there, two rakats here, two rakats there. And when he enters the house of Fatima, and he says, where did you get this from? She says, so beautiful, exactly like Maryam alayhi salam said. This is a provision from Allah. They said, answer that made his heart happy. How that yakin can come in us? And that yakin can go to the entire world, to every rich and poor, black and white. My beloved brothers, there's no words to describe the pain in that great Nabi, like Maulana said last night, of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that pain and that worry. Allahu Akbar, going person to person, door to door, street to street. They say between Safa and Marwa was the house of Abu Jahl. He went to that house no less than 400 times. Every day there was only one thing on his tongue. Say kalima. Ya ayyuhan nas, qulu la ilaha illallah tuflihu. Say kalima. Say kalima, you'll become success. Say kalima. Say kalima. There's a period of Hajj. Hazrat Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to go in the times of Makkah Mukarrama, Allahu Akbar, to the plain of Hajj and go and give this dawat. And some beat him and abuse him. They say one day they beat the camel. Allahu Akbar, the camel or the horse. The camel fell. Hazrat Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam fell. His entire body bruised and battered. They say his daughter ran. Zainab radiallahu anha, historian says he was a very beautiful girl. She comes there with a piece of cloth and she tries and puts it on the wounds. What it must have been. Once Fatima radiallahu anha says to Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, from a long journey, his eyes are completely dark because of tiredness. She says, oh my father, why is it that you must undergo all this when Allah has promised that nobody can enter Jannah before you? Voluntary sacrifice. And Nabi alayhi salam turns around and says, Papa, why you came so late? Don't worry, we're going Umrah. Don't worry, we're extending the house. Don't worry, we're going for holiday. These are the things we console our children with. Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam also consoled his daughter and said, hey, meri beti, fikr mat kar. Ek aise din aayega, har kacha pakka makan ke andar noor e iman hoga. Don't worry, my daughter, they will come. When in every big and unbaked home, there'll be the noor of iman. My beloved brothers, we've been sent for this. The time isn't here, my beloved brothers. Khuda ki qasam, Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ma Aisha radiallahu wallah, the present Roza Mubarak, ulama say, is 80% of the houses of the wives of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Each house, three covers in size. That ceiling so low that he had to bend like that in salah. Ma Aisha radiallahu anha says, when he went into sajda, I had to take my legs and put them on one side. And the entire night, the sound from his heart like that of the boiling of a kettle. They say even sometimes the smell of as if meat burning in his body, feet swelling. They say when he used to go in sajda, put my legs one side, and the whole night crying for who? For his ummat, and his ummat, and his ummat, and his ummat. When Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam went for miraj, imagine the meeting with Allah said in one of the bayans. At that time, Nabi alayhi sallam didn't forget his ummat. Ulama say, my beloved brothers, Allahu Akbar, when Nabi alayhi sallam was leaving this world, at that time, my beloved brothers, he had a little bowl in which he kept on putting his hand because it was sakrat, They say the malaika told him, your sakrat will be easy, your ummat sakrat will be extremely hard. See, at that time, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, ya Allah, give me the sakrat of my whole ummat. Today, his sunnahs, janazas are going out of our house. That yakin which he brought, our yakin has become like the kafir who did the sarah. Say, the day of Qiyamah, Allah Ta'ala will give and say, at that time Allah will give death to everyone, including beloved Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Then Allah will say, even Malik al-Maut, today you also die. Then Allah will make an announcement on that day and Allah will say, liman il-mulku al-yawm. Whose kingdom today? And Allah himself will answer, lillahi al-wahid al-kahhar. Only Allah, only Allah, only Allah. Then Allah will give Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam life. And then Nabi Alayhi Salaam will shake his head to dust off. And the first question Muhammad Alayhi Salaam will ask, meri ummat kaha hai?
Where is my ummah?